Well, tonight, I'm very excited to have a guy speaking tonight. He's going to share a message with us. He's a guy that I really look to as a theologian. I look to him as a great Bible teacher. Whenever I get stumped or don't know what to say, I turn to him and I ask him. He's just really an outstanding Bible teacher. He spoke here a number of years ago, and just so thrilled to have him as a part of our church, one of our very own, one of our members. He was the former Undersecretary of Defense for Ronald Reagan. He ran the whole Pentagon and Navy and just had a incredible background and experience. And more than that, here we refer to him as Tim's dad, our worship pastor. Tim's whole life, he was always known as Denny's son, but here at church, Denny's known as Tim's dad. So Denny Shaw, would you come welcome him?
And Tim still thinks this is a music stand. It really is made for Bible teachers. Will you pray with me? Abba, Father, bless this message tonight. We're going to join back with you at the conclusion, but I just ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll speak through me to your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I learned about Thanksgiving as a child. And as a child, I learned that Thanksgiving was an American holiday. It began uniquely as an American story. Thanksgiving to me when I was a child started with separatist pilgrims, persecuted and oppressed people. I remember now William Bradford and the Mayflower, Plymouth, the colony. And this oppressed people, they left their oppressors for the purpose of freely worshiping their God. They left those oppressors and they crossed a great body of water, the Atlantic Ocean. They came to a new land. And it was already occupied by heathen sinners. They called them Indians. But upon arriving, they gave thanks. And they gave thanks with praise and with food. And they thanked God for the place to which he brought them. They thanked him for the land. But as I got older and more well-read and more educated, I learned that Thanksgiving was actually designed by God, not pilgrims. And it was designed many thousands of years before colonial America. I learned that the story of an oppressed people leaving their oppressors, crossing a great body of water, entering a new land occupied by heathen sinners, was not uniquely American. Wow. Did you ever see the parallels between the Exodus story of the people of Israel leaving Egypt, their oppressors, and going to Canaan, and this and our story? So separatist pilgrims leaving Europe, crossing a great body of water, and coming to America. I want to argue tonight, really not argue, but put forth the proposition that Thanksgiving is not some generic holiday where we give thanks for everything. We don't sweep everything up into, a big pile and on Thanksgiving and say, thank you, God, for everything. Mom, dad, kids, all of these kinds of things. No, Thanksgiving in its largest and most meticulous sense is a celebration of God giving his people land. Thanksgiving was, in fact, designed by God. And a 120-year-old Moses described it in about 1400 BC in the fifth book of the Torah, our Bible, in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy is really three sermons delivered by Moses. Do you hear these people, you know, say, oh, this book, Leviticus and Deuteronomy, what great books they are. And you and I, we read them and we fall asleep. We go like, oh, my goodness. But Deuteronomy is three sermons given by Moses. You turn to that book and you're reading something that Moses said. Moses. And he gave three speeches. Speech one is chapters 1-4. Speech two is the last half of chapter 4, all the way to chapter 26. I'm going to read you part of that tonight. And the third speech was chapters 27-34. And everything that takes place in the book of Deuteronomy in these three speeches occurs over a 30-day period, a one-month period. It's delivered on the plains of Moab, east of the Jordan River, east of Jericho. You know it's coming. They're going to cross another body of water. It's the culmination of 40 years in the wilderness. Let me read this to you. Moses speaking to his people. When you have entered the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and have taken possession of it and settled in it, take some of the first fruits of all that you produce from the soil of the land the Lord your God is giving you, and put them in a basket. Then go to a place the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name. They use it at the temple of Jerusalem. They did that for centuries. And say to the priest in the office at the time, and they repeat this today by memory, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come to the land the Lord swore to our ancestors to give us. The priest shall take the basket from your hands. You know, horn of plenty, basket. Notice the similarities. He'll take this basket from your hands and set it down in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall declare before the Lord your God. Quote. I'd love to say this with a Jewish accent. I can just hear this. My father was wandering Aramean. He went down to Egypt with a few people and lived there and became a great nation, powerful, numerous. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
But the Egyptians, they mistreated us, made us suffer, subjecting us to hard labor. Then we cried out to the Lord, the God of our ancestors, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our misery, toil, and oppression. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders. Get this. He brought us to this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now I bring the first fruits of the soil that you, Lord, have given me. Place the basket before the Lord your God and bow down before him. Then you and the Levites and the foreigners residing among you shall rejoice in all the good things the Lord your God has given you, to you and to your household. Deuteronomy 26:1-11. Do you see in Moses' second speech how God designed our thanksgiving? Now, I learn best, I don't know about you, but I learn best when I ask questions about what I read. I'll tell you a funny story. When I was going through law school, we had a professor who was the United States authority on administrative law. And he would come into class. He was an old guy. He wore country western shirts. I don't know why. And had this big country western belt. Bright as all get out. And he would come up before this class. You know, just like you're sitting there. And he would say, "Do you have any questions?" And we were supposed to have prepared for that day. And if we didn't raise our hand, he left the room. And I learned that you learn best when you ask questions. And so when I read this speech of Moses, I ask this question. What was the significance of Israel retelling its story when its people presented offerings before God? Retelling the story. My father was a wandering Aramean, blah, blah, blah. We were in Egypt and these kinds of things. All of this. What was the significance of that? And as I sit and think about it, I have to say, it's to remind and to assure them that the God who had been faithful will continue to be faithful. I want you to remember that. That's why you tell this story. Your story, I'll come to that in a minute. Retell it. Why? To remind yourself that the God who has been faithful in your life will continue to be faithful. Another question. What do I learn about God's priorities from this Deuteronomy Thanksgiving passage? You know what I learned? God wants me to keep my life in perspective, always remembering that God is the source of my blessings. That's when my life is in perspective, when I remember that God is the source of my blessings. What were the Israelites? Another question. What were the Israelites affirming when they presented their food offerings, like we'll do tomorrow? In general, I think what they were affirming was that God was the source of their blessings. But in particular, I argue, in particular, they were affirming that God gave them the land. The land flowing with milk and honey. Now, how does this 3,500-year-old Bible story apply to us today? We're very much like the Israelites in 1400 BC. And we're very much like the American colonies in 1620 AD. But how? Interestingly enough, God could have put you and me in any place he wanted to. In any time. We could have been in the Crusades. We could have been in the flood. Anything. But God chose to put you here and now in this place, in this land. God put us here. In the United States of America. In a land, inarguably, that is flowing with milk and honey, and just drips with freedom. He placed you here in the 20th and the 21st century. God brought you here. He gave you this land, America. Think about it. Thousands of miles between the northern and southern borders. Even more thousands of miles between the east and the western borders. Strategically positioned and protected between two massive oceans. Majestic mountain ranges, vast flat and rolling plains, massive rivers and thousands of lakes with fresh and salt water. Just an excess of natural resources both on the ground and below it. And he gave this land to you. I repeat Deuteronomy 26, 9 through 10. God brought us to this place and gave us this land. a land flowing with milk and honey. My question, so what should we do? What should we do? On Thanksgiving tomorrow, be specific. Tell our story. Tell your story. Repeat it. Why? To affirm that the God who has been faithful will continue to be faithful. Tell how God brought us here. End with the grains and the fruits and the vegetables and the fowl that you serve and prepare tomorrow. Thank God. Thank God for the place that he brought us to. Thank him for the land that he gave us that is flowing with milk and honey. I'm going to close tonight with these general words. It's the doxology, but it includes the entire universe, both us here in the physical world and in the spiritual world above. It's praise God. From whom all blessings flow. Praise him. All creatures here below. Praise him above. Ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Elohim. Praise with me. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, tonight we want to thank you for the land you gave us. Thank you for bringing us to this place. Thank you for bringing us together. We just thank you for the United States of America. We thank you for all of the blessings that that comes with. We are truly a blessed people, Lord God. And Father, I know everything's not right here. We know that. But you are a God not only of great power, infinite power, but you're humble. And tonight, Lord, it is our petition that you would overlook all of our shortcomings and forgive us, but continue to bless us because Father God, we acknowledge you and we give you thanks for what you have given us. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. We pray. Amen.
I don't think there could have been a better message to put things back in perspective for us tonight. Before we leave, let's just all stand together and let's just, Tim, are you going to lead us in worship or something? No? Then you're dismissed. Just tell someone you love them, glad to see them, and thanks for coming tonight. Denny gave us a great closing prayer, so I'm not going to pray again. Have a great night and happy, happy Thanksgiving.